Nolte, more regime media setbacks as job cuts hit far-left NBC News. By John Nolte on January 23, 2025. The disgraced, discredited, and obsolete corporate media continue to shrink with the news today that far-left blacklisters at NBC News are cutting what could be dozens of jobs, but, sadly, fewer than 50. NBC News is also planning cuts later this week. According to people familiar with the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss non-public changes. While the exact number couldn't be determined, the job losses will be well under 50, two of the people said. A spokesperson for NBC News declined to comment. Both news organizations waited until after the U.S. presidential inauguration to make the cuts. The news media landscape is in transition as fewer people watch linear TV and more consume their news on streaming services and through social media. This comes on the heels of the glorious news that far-left CNN will cut hundreds of jobs. The sinking Washington Post will lay off 4% of its staff. This comes after a brutal round of layoffs. The far-left Associated Press will cull about 8% of its left-wing workforce, and HuffPo is slashing 22% of its staff. Meanwhile, new media continues to thrive, but that's because we don't do this. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Fight and sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. There's even talk that one of those NBC job cuts will come in the form of McCarthyite and Russian collusion hoaxer Chuck Todd, who was one of the network's biggest stars until 2023 when DEI hire Kristen Welker took his Meet the Press gig. The legacy media have already lost the one thing that was most precious to them, the ability to shape and influence public opinion. With their moral authority and credibility shattered, all that remains are the death twitches, which I am thrilled to document and report. The revolution has only just begun, and it will not be over until we hear the lamentations of their purple-haired, pierced, lesbian women. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.